Grammar Girl here. Today, we're going to talk about regionalisms. Mostly about the needs-washed quirk of Pittsburghese, but I may throw in some other fun ones at the end. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/gg. The thing that prompted me to talk about Pittsburghese is that whenever I give radio interviews, especially when the station is in the Midwest, callers almost always ask questions like this one from Douglas. He wrote, quote, "The other day I heard a coworker say, 'My car needs washed.' I think she should have said, 'My car needs to be washed,' or 'I need to get my car washed,' or perhaps even, 'My car needs washing.' What do you think?" Unquote. I think Douglas's coworker almost certainly grew up in a place linguists call the Midland region, or perhaps has parents from that region. Pittsburgh is the epicenter of needs-washed kind of sentences, but it's also very common throughout Pennsylvania, and roughly as far west as Iowa, as far north as southern Michigan, and as far south as northern West Virginia. I asked my Facebook and Google Plus followers if they'd ever heard it and got nearly 600 responses. You can see the map I made on the page for this episode, number 290, at quickanddirtytips.com. You'll see that although it's concentrated in the areas I just mentioned, it's certainly not limited to them. For example, I was surprised by the number of people in southern Oregon and southern Idaho who reported hearing needs-washed kind of sentences. It's not limited to the word needs, either. People in those regions may also form sentences this way with the verbs likes or wants. For example, the dog wants walked, or the dog likes petted, instead of the dog wants to be walked, or the dog likes to be petted. And for those of you who are curious or want to do your own research, Professor Barbara Johnstone, who studies Pittsburghese at Carnegie Mellon, calls the phenomenon infinitival copula deletion. To be is a copula, also known as a linking verb, in its infinitive form, and that's what gets deleted from these sentences, the to be. But let's get to the fun part. Why do people talk like that? Where does it come from? As with many regional dialects, it has to do with migration patterns. The needs-washed construction is common in Scotland and Northern Ireland, according to both linguists and a few Scottish and Irish respondents to my question. And when southwestern Pennsylvania was first settled by Europeans in the late 1600s and early 1700s, most of the settlers were Scots-Irish, a group of people with Scottish heritage who'd settled for a few generations in the Ulster region of Northern Ireland. Not surprisingly, they brought their language, or what we might call quirks, with them. As to why the Scots-Irish so long ago said their horses need washed, I haven't been able to find a source that says why. And that's unfortunately common when you're investigating dialects. Eventually, you get to a point where all you can find is the earlier people, or the people who populated the region spoke that way. According to the Pittsburgh Speech and Society page at the University of Pittsburgh, other phrases that are considered Pittsburghese that came from the Scots-Irish immigrants are red up, to mean clean up, diamond, to mean town square, slippy for slippery, and yins as plural for you, like you guys or y'all, they say yins. Also, using any more in positive sentences, like people outside the region would use nowadays, is a feature of the Midland region that may have come from the Scots-Irish. For example, to people in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and surrounding states, something like, "Any more there's a Starbucks on every corner," may sound completely normal. And my choice of the word normal in that last sentence raises a tricky question. Is it wrong to use the needs-washed construction? What does it actually mean for a dialect to be right or wrong? What I found amazing from both my research and the responses people wrote to my Facebook question was that some people outside the Midland region had never, ever heard the needs-washed construction and are absolutely horrified that it exists. But there are also people who've lived in the Midland region their whole lives and didn't realize there are people who don't say the car needs washed. It's so common in their area, they have no idea it's considered wrong in other cities. I've heard of teachers using it. For example, in a 2007 Boston Globe article, Jan Freeman told a story about a family who moved to Pittsburgh and was shocked when their son's teacher sent home a note saying the kid's homework needs reviewed by parents. Two of my Facebook friends said they regularly hear needs washed kind of sentences in business settings in the region. And Cheryl from Williams County, Ohio, said she heard the clerk of the court ask, "Does this need signed by the judge?" Even a copy editor friend who lives in central Illinois and considers herself picky when it comes to language said it sounds perfectly normal to her. I think it's reasonable to say that at least in certain communities in the Midland region, the needs-washed construction is standard. Nobody who grew up there notices it as odd or thinks it's wrong. Nevertheless, outside that region, almost everyone considers it wrong, and people who move to the Midland region from other areas will likely think everyone else there is speaking bad English. The radio callers I hear from are often people who've moved to Ohio, for example. The major usage guides I checked all agree that it's not normal. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage calls it a curious construction, and notes that the Longman Dictionary of English Language calls it widely disliked. And the Dictionary of American Regional English calls it an idiom. The Columbia Guide to Standard American English calls it dialect and non-standard. The bottom line is that whether it's considered wrong depends on who's listening. When I have to make a decision about something like this, I usually use what I call the cover letter test. Would I feel comfortable telling people to use this type of sentence in a cover letter when they're applying for a job? If you don't live in the Midland region, it's easy. This construction is wrong. If you live in a Midland state, however, it's not so simple. You might be able to get away with using the needs-washed construction if you were applying for a job with a local company. On the other hand, your letter could still be reviewed by someone who'd moved to town from another region. And if you're applying for a job with a national or international company, people are sure to think you're not speaking proper English. Even though everyone you know may well consider the needs-washed construction perfectly fine, I still have to advise you not to use it. What do you think? I'd love to hear your comments on this episode. And if you come to the site, you'll also see the map showing where people say and don't say their car needs washed. You'll find it in Grammar Girl Episode 290 at quickanddirtytips.com. Also, please sign up for the free trial at audiblepodcast.com/GG. I really want you to give them a try. I was on a road trip for the last 2 weeks and listened to hours and hours of audiobooks, and it's such a fun, relaxing way to spend time. We've actually been listening to audiobooks instead of watching TV since we got back because we enjoyed it so much on the road. It's easy for you to give it a try and help support this podcast by signing up for a free trial at audiblepodcast.com/GG. You even get a free downloadable audiobook with your free trial, and you can keep it whether you continue your subscription or not. Sign up today. I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of the new book, Grammar Girl Presents: The Ultimate Writing Guide for Students. That's all. Thanks for listening.